You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Randy Pitchfork done something really retarded in the last few days? I haven't been since he has.
He
did an interview about Duke Forever in the last few days that I watched. Gearbox is going to do... It's doing a new Kiloton. And this one's kind of cool, because he said that he's gathering together, like, the 98 and the 2001 as much as was complete of Duke Forever.
Okay.
And they're going to release that as a playable... Like everything, like every beta, every little bit, they're gonna.
You know, it's hard to. It's really
I'm
hard.
I'm kind of excited
it's
about
It's really
that.
Hard to dislike Pitchfork, but he is.
Yeah,
he's
such a fan.
He's such
he
a huge fan.
A nasty little scam artist who has ripped off so many companies,
yeah.
And but
yeah,
it clearly
but,
is
but
just because of
Duke.
His obsession with Duke. That
yeah, yeah. It's like a heroin addict. He puts everything towards the heroin,
yeah.
And fucks off the rest of his
like,
life.
I'm pretty sure he's dedicated to Duke Forever. Is pretty much why, you know, Aliens, Colonial Marines ended up a complete
it
fucking
is.
Scam.
You know, like he talks,
because he
yeah.
was embezzling huge amounts of money, but not for himself, for Duke.
You know, people were asking him, like, he was talking in the thing, and he actually keeps getting in trouble from Take-Two.
Yeah.
Because all of his other projects make money, and he keeps doing Duke-related shit that loses the money, and he won't stop fucking doing it. And so, you know, the new models that they released, and everyone was a little pissy about
yeah.
the price and all this. Their official thing is they've so far lost money on that.
That's the thing. It's like, don't get pissed off, man. We're giving it to you for less.
And it's not just Pitchfork being... Because it was being asked, like... there was an interview between Pitchfork and the guy that runs Duke4.net.
Yeah.
Who's, like, the hardest Duke fan.
Oh.
Like, that guy's
who's
really
more of a Duke
awesome.
Fan between those two?
And I'd say it's kind of hard who's the bigger Duke fan. Like,
yeah.
when they really get into it.
What
fucking okay, so you know how the sounds were a little people
yeah.
saying the sounds were muted and all of this
yeah.
kind of stuff. And then Pitchfork goes on this whole fucking technical preservation thing where he's like, yeah, they're wrong. So unless you're using it on this kind of sound card, we don't want to mess with that. So we want it to sound like, you know, this kind of thing. So the sound should be a little fucked. Oh yeah, Pitchfork was saying about Duke Forever, because a lot of the interview was about that. Like, okay, first of all, I want to say something. I think that, like, certain parts of it are awesome and certain parts are fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But, it's going to be historically preserved correctly. You know, and it goes into the whole thing about that. So, you know the bit where there's, like, the dismal hive levels?
Yes.
And there's the two chicks that are, like, sort of killed on there and stuff like
yeah.
that? Okay, so he was saying that Georgie Boy's original vision did not include any of that.
Okay.
Like, those chicks were meant to be at the end of the game and give Duke a blowjob and...
Yeah.
You know, and there wasn't meant to be like a you know, weird serial killer murdery thing in the middle. Okay, so anyway, and Pitchfork's all about preserving Georgie Boy's vision,
yeah.
but he's also hardcore about free speech and non-censorship of artists. And since he's the director, the owner of the IP, but not one of the artists, he refuses to ever tell one of the artists what to do or not to do. So anyway, he's preserving the original Georgie Boy vision, but they hired the rest of 3D Realms, like about
okay.
half of it. So half of 3D Realms keep working on the fucking game, and they decide that what would be awesome is if in this scene, those chicks got killed.
Okay.
And they apparently made it really serial killery and nasty. So they play tested it, and they gave it to like a few in-game dudes, and Randy Pitchfork
yeah.
played it, and he said, okay, now, guys, I'm just going to... outright tell you, this is a terrible fucking scene. No one wants to see this.
I'm going to give my opinion.
All the response has been negative about this. I think this is awful. However,
yeah.
I will never ever
boys.
Censor anything. So if you guys still feel like putting it in, you can. But I just want to say this is rubbish. So
you know, this probably says something about the artistic direction of most of the games produced under his leadership.
Yeah, which his leadership is like, I hired these guys because... they're gonna do their thing. I'm not touching it. Like that's his kind of very off kind of hands approach.
That's not how free speech works. Like he is
being
part of the team. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say it's free speech because they release whatever they want to, not because internally.
You never
like there's free speech,
someone.
And then there's internal anarchy in your group. You know,
Randy, I have no idea. What if in the game, like you go into this room and it flashes up. Child pornography and then encrypts the player's hard drive.
And then he's like, look, I would maybe you should make that DLC. I don't want to I'm not gonna stop you. That's cool. What if we just release some ransomware but we say it's a game? I mean, but anyway, Sorry, so Randy's talking about this, and the guy's like, but Randy, couldn't you have changed that? And he's like, I could have, but because this is an original, he's like, I give direction to the non 3D Realms employees that were patching it up. The original 3D Realms employees,
yeah, I refuse them.
Because they know it better than me, and I'm preserving the game, so they tell me what to do.
It's really funny, and
the Duke Folk guy's like, but wouldn't it have been a better game? He's like, yeah, that's a terrible scene, I hate that. But I'm not touching it.
But so, I shall
just so you know, Georgie Boy didn't want that. Randy didn't want that. He says, as far as Randy's concerned, Duke Burger is the best part, and Duke's Casino.
I agree with him entirely.
Those are great parts of the game. Yeah. Apparently, the in between, like Vegas at night, during the day, that bit,
yeah, that sucks.
Was kind of patched together so that the game could go from here to here because that was unfinished completely.
Really?
And then the hive was mainly done after the Georgie Boy part. And Randy wasn't. He felt that pretty much most of that should be cut.
You've got a higher respect for him.
Both Georgie and yeah, because both of them were actually...
Because that level was appalling. Like, actually appalling.
You know that was actually meant to be at night, though? So all the crappy textures and all the shitty things, you don't really see because it's like the lighting effects make it so that, you know...
Well, that was certain sections of it. But other sections didn't exist yet, and apparently they only had the... before they put the textures and stuff, they had the model shape, and they never went past that, so... It's like an automatic algorithm that adds textures to that, but non-touched, kind of, so...
Well, that's a free speech issue, Dave. We don't want to stand in the way of the algorithm's vision. Do you think that's how all of the other games work as well? Do you think it's like
on no, I think it's range, only
like someone was like, so Ray, I've got an idea. What if we embezzle all the money Sega gives us?
And he's like, I see what you're saying.
I don't want to shut you down there. I don't want to interfere with your creative process. Yeah. I'm going to say that my lawyer has advised me that this is highly illegal, but I don't think law should interfere with freedom of speech, and I have decided that everything we do is a speech act.
And I kind of like it for, like, we should embezzle the money. That explains more than anything, really. Like, that's got to be it.
Well, maybe it's like you know, it's an artistic statement. Is that, like, you know, like Gearbox should become like the corporation from Aliens.
Whoa.
And should, like, you know, screw over everyone.
Yeah, and care not for you, human life, or, you know, the person.
Also,
it's a multimedia experience.
I gained a lot of, more respect for both Randy and George and the game. And apparently the other thing with George was, okay, so once this came up, Randy was like, oh god, we're gonna do something about this, I'm gonna ring up George. So he rings up George and is like, George, we need your advice as the mastermind behind Duke. You know, you're on speaker. What do we tell the team? And George goes, get the game, dig a hole in the desert, and fucking bury it. And he hangs up. Because this was just after 3D Realms was closed down and stuff, and he was just like, I want nothing to do. Yeah, he felt good that Randy got it. Because Randy had worked at 3D Realms and he was the most passionate Duke fan ever. Like, before he was hired at 3D Realms.
Probably still hurt that he lost his baby.
Well, yeah, he just felt bad about the whole thing, so he apparently would not give any advice, even though they kept ringing him up and asking for it. And then when it came out, George was like, these sections are good that we finished. The middle parts that you've joined are garbage. Why are you releasing this?
Well,
so, you know, well, Randy said that certain levels are garbage as far as he's concerned, and he was telling his guys, you know, we shouldn't release this, but I'm not going to stop you.
The other thing is,
I imagine talking to bringing up Duke Forever around Georgie Boy. It's like bringing up beer around an alcoholic. Like,
yeah, they can't touch it. Not one syllable.
Yeah. It
Duke Forever took 15 years of my life.
Anyway, Randy's working on getting all the parts of Duke Forever and every other bit of Duke shit and you know, Duke Zone 1 and stuff. All playable on modern. Like, he said he's going to put together every possible release, including some of the shovelware. Because he wants, like, the ultimate Duke compilation of everything. But And he's contacted about a zillion places, and his lawyers have put out the feelers for stuff that they can't get the rights to because the company's been bought out by six other companies that have all closed down and sold like, off in chunks to like their creditors and shit. But yeah, they're cutting it so you can actually play the stuff that was like a take demo video back then. So you can go through those sections.
Well, what about the bit where can I just press spacebar and he lifts some weights and just do the video?
That'd be awesome. That workout video rules. I still say that's one of the best trailers ever. Especially the one liner at the end, but it's then not in the game.
Ooh. Yeah, you know why? Well, we know why.
And so does this mean we'll finally be getting Gus?
Yes. Yes, he mentioned Gus. And Bombshell. You know, there was like a terrible Nintendo 64 port and terrible PlayStation port. They're getting those to run on modern like PC and modern consoles, so you can play through all the bad ports.
Wonderful.
And like the bad like Game Boy ports and shit. Like he said all of that has to be on the disc. So you get like every bit of Duke release ever. And every line that John St. John has ever sung, you know. It's pretty crazy. Well,
do you think at this point, like, Gearbox Entertainment should shut down as a business and become like some sort of like
Museum?
Yeah, get some sort of government funding or something. Yes. Preservation funding. Society.
It kind of is.
At this point, it really is just.
It's a Duke Historical Society. Yeah.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 Minutes of Madness.